Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, my boy, the voice of the produce industry, Patrick Kelly.
Hey, produce people, welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly, also known as Lil Citrus, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Today is April 8th, 2024, everyone. We are just a couple days out from the Texas International Produce Association's Viva Fresh Showcase in Houston, Texas. If you are heading in early, you will be able to join the Viva Fresh Showcase in the port tour. So have fun checking out the ports and learning, engaging, and networking before the conference. Couple announcements before we get started. Today, April 18th, next week, we have our virtual networking hour that is hosted at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific. Now, everyone, what I want to tell you is Neil Galarte of Wild Style Media, the man behind the editing of the podcast. He will talk to you about digital transformation, video, audio editing, and a whole lot more that goes behind your marketing strategy. And then the following week, we literally are flying to Vancouver for the CPMA trade show in Canada. So everyone, we are going to go visit our international clients and see what they have to offer. Obviously, our two Canadian sponsors, which is Equifruit, the only banana you should buy, and Peak of the Market. So we are going to have some fun. Stay tuned to find out what we are doing right after the Viva Fresh Showcase. There's going to be another photo booth involved. There's going to be some vegetables involved, and there's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. So we will have that link live on LinkedIn for you to join and for you to register to come see us in Canada. Today, everyone, I have two very special guests, one who has never been to the podcast studio here in Tampa, as well as never been on the Produce Industry Podcast. Now, we've got Chef Jeffrey Schlissel and Carl Fiadini of Walk and Talk Media. Everyone, you know Walk and Talk. They're on the Produce Industry Podcast's website as another show that we compliment and support. So, everyone, without further ado, I want to welcome my man, Carl Fiadini, and Jeffrey Schlissel of Walk and Talk Media.
Chef Jeffrey Schlissel, welcome to the show, man, and the podcast studio. I had to welcome you first because, obviously, first timer here.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
And, of course, the one, the only, Carl Fiadini.
Man. Okay. All right.
Should we call Maddie and see if that was approved?
I need it to be Maddie approved.
Oh, man, that might not have been Maddie approved. You got to meet Maddie, didn't you?
Yeah.
You've heard a lot about her. Yeah. I know you have.
We met last year. That's the first time.
At the SCPC show last year.
And obviously this year, too.
Southeast Produce Council, the Southern Exposure Show, brings a lot of people together.
I could not believe how big that show was.
Well, remember when we were at the Dolphin. Whatever it is,
that we didn't go inside that one. That one we were outside and we had that table set up last year,
which I actually enjoyed a little bit more,
right?
Because we didn't have to. Well, first of all, I had so much trouble getting in and out of the show. Carl didn't go this year, so he didn't have some of the issues.
Oh, this year's
that we had. So.
Yeah, you couldn't.
When
get
you're,
into the
we
show.
Weren't exhibit. We weren't an exhibitor. We were press. So, the security at the front doors were like, "You're not an exhibitor."
Like this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a little different, and not everybody saw us.
Right.
Last year, everybody saw us.
Well, they had to see you because you guys were. We were outside the where they went in the doors.
That's what I loved about it.
Right.
The trade show was downstairs. Remember, the escalators went downstairs, but the. The podcast booth was upstairs, and we got a lot of traction up there. But we did it, remember, if you remember, we did it on Friday. Do you remember? We didn't podcast the day of the show. We did it on Friday, and then you guys came back the following day.
It was such a fond memory. It was a good time.
I had an amazing time.
Yeah.
I did this year, too. I mean, even though it changes every year because we're trying to, figure out what we want to do, And, you know, do we want to have boxes like that on the trade show room floor? Now, this is what I will tell you, which you will love. So we had three cameras set up. And if you watch the videos, first we were just using two cameras, and the video engineer came in. He goes, dude, why don't I set the camera up? He goes, to look at the expo hall. So when you start talking about the expo hall and people coming by your booth, because we had glass all in the booth, they were like, hey, you can start saying, pointing to people.
That was outside, right?
So they put it outside the booth. So I would say, oh, look, Maddie would come up to the booth, or Jay, he was doing a live video, right? And
you mean Jay Gardner was doing a live
Jay
video?
Jay Gardner was talking
Oh my God, I can't believe
it. And he wasn't talking about juice. He was like, Patrick Kelly and Maddie Fisher are right here. Well, we had the other camera come in on him while he was doing his live video. So those are things that I did like, because it interacted with the show floor a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, and Jay Gardner, man.
Speaking of Jay. Moment of silence for Jay Gardner.
That's just, you know, poor 40. No, at the end of the day, best juicers in town.
I agree.
Citrus America. I just want to throw it out there. Just saying.
What's behind me?
Yeah, I noticed when I came in the door, I was like, oh.
Citrus America is standing behind me, aren't they?
You know what is not here? Anything to juice.
Yeah, there is nothing to juice.
And you know what else? Maddie Fisher.
And yeah, Maddie Fisher. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got in trouble with Maddie this year. Tara Murray and I kind of had an off-the-cuff podcast, and so we're not allowed to... Tara and I aren't allowed to podcast without supervision anymore. So, you know, just when you think, like, we were okay to podcast as adults, not at all, but...
You're talking about Tara that was across from where the booths were?
Yeah, right? the Yokero booth.
Yeah, that guacamole?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a game changer.
Dude. Okay.
Clean label.
Oh, and did you try the avocado egg?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You don't even have, I tell Tara in the morning sometimes, I'm like, listen, I cook eggs every morning, but then I buy the guacamole, and she's like, but now all you got to do is buy my guacamole and egg, the avocado and egg, and it made sense to me. I go, is it at the Fresh Market yet? Because a lot of their products are right there at the Fresh Market. There's one off of Dale Mabry. Right in Carrollwood area.
I mean, Tara, look, if you want to send Walk and Talk, you know, the number one food podcast in the country, if you want to send
#231,
if you want to send some samples.
We've already talked.
Yeah.
Her and I had talked.
We'll back off. I mean, hey.
It's a good product. When I asked her, I'm like, is it shelf stable? And she's like, no, it's high.
Don't ever.
HPV?
Wait, what? Right? HPV? No, that's your...
High pressure... You know, it's high pressure...
That's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other thing.
High pressurized...
You don't get in the way of me and guacamole.
I just did.
Okay.
Guacamole.
You hear that, Tara, guacamole. Right?
Okay. I'm just saying.
No, they had a spicy one. They had the hard-boiled egg mixed in there.
The spicy one was amazing.
And what's funny is John Hernandez actually
did
ate it.
Did he speak?
He actually, yeah, he did actually.
Shout out to John.
A lot. He actually liked it, and he's not a big kind of guacamole person.
I don't know how anyone can't be a guacamole person. So I worked in produce for 25 years, right, and in distribution for food service. So part of the daily chores is, you know, walking the warehouse and checking product or whatever. Part of that for me was checking avocados. Right.
The 48 count that was 47 when they went to the customer?
Whatever. So at the end of the day, I would always have fresh avocado, right? Yeah, you cut it right there.
Done.
Yeah.
It was a sample. I mean,
got to make sure
quality,
it's good.
Quality control inside the warehouse is
avocados are special. Avocados, tomatoes, you know, you got to make sure that.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean.
And manners.
That's why I'm always. That's also true. Yeah. But I will say, I mean, I'm always trying the tangerines and the oranges.
I didn't have any equifruit bananas, so I didn't eat bananas. I'm doing this for the Patrick Kelly.
For the only banana. But Jeff, what do you think, man? I mean, we've been spending some time together. You know, one of the things I can tell you is I've been having a blast at the Farmers Craveable dinners. I say dinners because we've kind of done two of them.
Yep.
The first one was, was that January?
January 13th.
January 13th. And that was fun. There was probably 40 people there or so.
Give or take, yep.
And like I told Carl, I was like, that was a date night for my wife and I. And it was great, man, because, you know, the food, the community, the people. We had a couple sponsors, you know, to the event that obviously are sponsors to the show here. And I think it's amazing. And then we did the second one with Bo Jackson. And
had a blast.
And Bo's great, everyone. You know, it's one thing I can tell you is, you know, Bo Jackson, the sports player, I get it. Like, you know, if you listen to the Walk and Talk show with Bo Jackson, Carl, and yourself, I mean, the guy's an amazing guy, right? But at the end of the day, I mean, he's got to still work, right? He's got to win a business. I mean, that's what he's doing, right? So we had a great time, though, being able to cook, too.
Yeah, and most people don't realize that he's a foodie.
Oh my gosh! Even you know, when we went over,
but not just a foodie. The guy owns, cooks.
Yeah, but he also owns a company.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, listen, he was at an Airbnb because obviously he was low key, right? So we put him up right outside Carrollwood Country Club, just right across the close to that fresh market I was talking about. And
it was a beautiful Airbnb, by the way.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Good job, really. It was a beautiful Airbnb.
Yeah, you can book my Airbnb.
And I can tell you this right now is when we walked in, Cooking Channel was on.
Of course.
Cooking Channel was on, right? And it's funny because obviously, you know, my wife's there, Juanita's there, the kids, and you know, you just kind of gravitate towards watching food. And we barbecued that night, so it was it was great. I mean, but it's funny because he goes, this is what I'm doing. I go, what? He goes, when I'm home, he goes, and I'm cooking, he goes, I'm watching the Cooking Channel. He goes, and everybody else, he goes, yeah, they're watching sports or, you know, they're watching something. He goes, and then I crawl to my man cave where all the sharp objects are. You said that on your guys' podcast.
Yeah, for sure. Did.
And I think that's like a testament because like when you talk about people's stories, man, it's like... It's not that it's like, oh, he tells a story so great, but that's his life. Like, so he's not like it's like, hey, man, this is what I do.
He's a straight shooter.
100%. And same thing in the business. Like, you know, he's not going to do something or put his name on something that, like you said, he goes, he could have had, you know, the grill, you know, the fire, whatever it was, you know, and put his name behind it. But was it Bo Jackson? So, it was fun, man. I enjoyed having him. I got to know him more. And then, you know, obviously working with him on the hydration packs, I think those were really cool. You guys got to try them too.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, like I said, who doesn't need hydration?
It was funny because somebody reached out to me after the show and they were like, hey, is what dye is used to make the coloring? I said, funny, you should ask that. None. Mm-hmm. They're like, you're kidding me. I'm like, absolutely not. I mean, he used... definitely beetroot was for the blood orange.
I remember that.
For the coloring. And beta carotene was for the orange flavor, too, to get it in there. So there you've got this, you know, the attention to detail for the drink was so minute, right? It goes down to that minutia. But it's, you know, who would have thought that after that podcast, somebody's going to call up and go, is there dyes in it?
Yeah.
It's a great question. I don't want to have dyes in my stuff.
It's a terrific question, and really, I said it before. The best attribute to that mix is that it's not overly sweet.
Oh no! Thank God, I would have drank it.
No, I'm saying it's really it's completely palatable. It's easy to drink. It's easy to do it.
Well, it's better on the golf course than Gatorade.
It's better in the kitchen.
So, I mean, 100%. We're always trying. I mean, listen, everybody carries a bottle of water or now it's Stanley. It was Tervis before. Now it's Stanley. Well, right. Stanley, then it was Tervis, and it's, you know, bad.
Yetis, whatever.
Whatever it is. Or now it's just like, whatever.
But Stanley got obscene. It's obscene. It really is obscene.
Well, it's capitalism. It's called.
I'm all about it.
Do you want me to explain how the economy works or the economics?
You know how the economy works? Through your children.
My 100%.
The entire elementary school has gigantic Stanleys. All these kids, they're this big. Come on, man.
It's a status thing.
They don't even drink out of it. They just walk around with it.
They don't even drink. My daughter, like, literally has a Stanley.
Yeah.
And it is. It's like half the size of her body.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when she gets out of the car for school in the morning, I have to actually hand it to her out the car. out the car window. Yes. So think about that.
Well, your daughter during the cruise actually celebrated a birthday, and she had over 100 people wish her a happy birthday. That was awesome by you.
That was that's the truth.
Good daddy.
Thank you.
That was a dad win, man. Never forget her ninth birthday.
That was a Dads of Produce win right there.
Oh, it was. Hey, shout out to the Dads of Produce, everyone. Mm-hmm.
I'm tagging everything.
Everything today. Everything today. No, Lily's birthday. You know what's crazy is SEPC, Southern Exposure, falls on her birthday every single year. So like even next year, I mean, her birthday's on a Friday. So what we do is when we moved here to Tampa, the first SCPC was in March. It was like March 5th, 2020. That's the first one that I went ahead and experienced, I would say. Before that, I never went to an SCPC Southern Exposure, but it was here in Tampa in 2020. So in that case, what I do? I was like, well, if it's on Lily's birthday, what do I got to do, man? Let's just all book a hotel. We'll all go down and we'll make SCPC like Lily's birthday weekend every time. So 2020, and then obviously COVID hit, right?
Right, right.
But it hit 2 weeks before COVID. It was the last produce show before COVID, right? But then 2021 came back to shows. I was at 2021. It was in Orlando at the Dolphin Swan. Mm-hmm. 2022, same thing. But then 2023, same thing.
Right.
And then 2024, back in Tampa. So, and again, the last 4 years we've been attending SCPC Southern Exposure. My family has come. We always, you know, either go out to dinner for her birthday or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it was one of those things where, listen, Carl's birthday was March 6th, and we had the dinner with Bo Jackson. You know what I mean? We had
unforgettable.
I know. What a birthday that was, right? And then obviously the next day, but yeah.
I mean, granted, I had no wife or my children, no family like that.
That sucks.
You know?
No, it was good for him. It was good for him.
And I had a blast.
No, I mean, we all had a blast, but at the end of the day.
I just want to be clear. Both. I'm kidding that I had a blast without my family. I mean, I did have a good time.
You did. We all did. I didn't have my kids, though, either.
You ended up celebrating for the weekend, though, with everybody, right?
Well, like, at the end of the day, I mean, I didn't have my kids on me, but I loved celebrating there with my wife, you know, having a date night because we hadn't been out in a month. So, so it worked out perfectly. But, but yeah, man, it was great. And I think the biggest thing about that yacht party, man, was the community that got together. You know, nobody knew Bo was coming. I mean, literally, there's maybe 5 to 10 that knew he was coming. And I think that you guys saw the excitement, right, in the air when we announced Bo. So I thought that was pretty cool, right? All right, everyone, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
JGLC, the place to be, a third-generation, family-owned and operated asset-based company. Throughout their 60 years in business, integrity, reliability, and loyalty to their customers has remained their top priority. JGLC guarantees 24/7 communication with your personal logistics coordinator. They offer competitive pricing without sacrificing services. They operate throughout the United States and Canada. JGLC's customers count on them for dependability and dedication carried out on every order, every time. 60 years of service for all your trucking needs. Visit them at jglc.com for your custom quote.
I love grapes.
Whoa, what's this?
Dude, that's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, Sunrays. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified, sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package packed so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunrays grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact. Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. It's always great to hear from dynamite sponsors creating dynamite content for the industry that we know and love. Today, we have Jeffrey Schlissel and Carl Fiadini from Walk and Talk. And everyone, we are talking just smack. That is it. So,
food smack.
Guys, welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I gotta say,
no.
So it's when it's not your show. Right? Like right now.
You feel good.
I'm so relaxed. It's like butter. You know what I mean?
If it's his finger goes like this.
Yeah. It pulsates. Pop, 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 pop. Like
there's
that.
There's too much dead air. There's too much dead air.
What's going on? What's going on? Someone say something.
It's great when it's somebody else.
It doesn't bother. Listen, I love it because what else we're going to do?
Exactly.
Talk smack about food and produce. And you know, speaking of that, we were talking about, you know, the yacht tours. It was a great event, man.
100%.
We're working towards the next event next year in 2025. Jeez. Isn't that crazy? 2025. And that's a big year for me as well, guys.
Why is that?
I turned 40.
When I was 40.
I'm 15 years of year, so I'll be 55.
So you're proud that I made it to 40.
Jeez.
I'll be 55, 2025.
Is that like social, like you get Social Security.
Dude, so I already get discounts.
Yeah, AARP discount, everyone.
Dude, AARP comes out at 30.
Oh, yeah, exactly. When you can't get out of bed without going, ugh, like that's when
that's every chef in the industry,
when,
dude.
That's when it starts.
That's probably every farmer in the industry, too.
Oh, 100%. Well, we're gonna have another. We'll have another get together next year. It'll be around obviously another time when you know produce people are getting together. We're always gonna do something before the event, right? So it doesn't take away from the event. We're always gonna promote the event, and you know the goal is you know these virtual networking hours we were doing. It was 42 of them. That number 43 was just in person. That's right. All it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're still inviting people back to the virtual networking hours that are still going on because we're bringing community together when we're not in person. And remember, there's a lot of people that work for companies that do not get to go to these shows. So these networking hours, they get to interact with people that they normally don't get to.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Speaking of CEPC or CE.
S-E-P-C.
Sorry. Different abbreviations. One of the things I noticed... That's a miss for, like, chefs. I know it's retail, but I was walking around there, and I didn't know. Like, I talked to B&W. They've got a new kale pack coming out. And I'm like, hey, you guys going to be doing that for wholesale? And they're like, yeah. Tara's egg and guacamole.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm like, that's a huge miss because there's a lot of chefs out there that have
Well, even Arctic hotels. Apples was there, too.
Yeah.
With, right? I mean, yeah, we've done some stuff with them. But isn't that funny? Like, they're there. But you're right. They have the big industrial packs for chefs.
Right.
I mean, yes, they've got the small packs, but obviously.
I mean, think about all the guys, the chefs that are out there in a hotel that have a market, like the Don Cesar who has a market, or any hotel that has a market.
Yeah.
Avocado and egg.
But
already
do you know
mixed.
What the hard part is there? And we should really look into this. But I know what the hard part probably is they're going to probably tell you like who's your distributor,
right.
and then you're going to get someone like, because I'm in Florida, you know, I see McLean or Cheney Brothers or Cisco Trucks, right? So you see all these guys that are going down the road, and then, you know, the sales game, they're going to be like, hey, these chefs in, you know, Tampa want our product, and they're going to go, yeah, we'll get to them.
Well, how much real estate are you going to
exactly.
require to get
so,
into the DCs?
But again, you know, I remember talking to one of the directors at Fresh Time, and we had a virtual networking hour, and they said, you know, one of the questions was, when can we introduce new products? Because it seems like nobody ever wants to introduce new products, right? So when can we introduce new products? And the guy goes, you know, probably around November, December, Christmas time. And we were all like, what? He's like, well, yeah. He's like, because people buy a lot of opportunity buys because it's Christmas time. And they're looking for new things. They're looking to do trial and errors with things, right? They got family coming over. They're going to have spreads. They're going to have charcuterie boards. They're going to have so much different items. And same thing on the toy side or the present side. They bring out all this presents or like how many perfumes do you see go like boxes everywhere. They do it because they know people are going to go, oh, crap, I got to get something for Carl or I got to get something for Jeff. And they get it.
Nobody says that for me.
I got you a present. I just want to be clear. Carl got a present for me. But think about it, right? So if you were to do this.
Target brings out that special thing where it's like the dad's things and you never see them throughout the year.
That's what I'm saying.
Except when it's Christmas.
So, it's like that should be the same thing in produce. And they said, yeah, December, because we can offer items out that traditionally are. That's why you see those gift boxes from or those half carton boxes in stores. And they have the Santa, you know, because it's like a gift box, but it's really just a half carton of oranges. It's 20 pounds. It was a 40 pound box cut in half to 20. And thank you all the retailers that buy that. Right. And, but the consumer is the one who sees it and goes, oh my gosh, it's Christmas time. I need to buy this little cute 20 pound box of orange. I would never buy a 40 pound box.
40 is too much.
But this cute 20 pound box with Santa on it, you know what? I'm going to get that for someone for Christmas.
Because it is special.
It is. And that's actually like what Sunkist and all those guys send out to their clients. That and those little Sunkist like gems. You've seen those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah. Hey, just from the chef's perspective, I was like, first of all, that show is huge. I did not expect it to be that big. Nowhere to big as the NAMM show. Not nowhere.
No, that's a big show. Yeah.
That's a huge show. But this one, I walked in, I was like, I said to John, I'm like, oh, it should be like 4 or 5. And then all of a sudden, it was like 7 aisles.
I think there was 9.
Nine aisles. I was like, yeah. Good Lord.
They have a wait list of like 150 booths or something like that, like people that have applied.
And what was really cool is that they took care of the people that were there, not only the vendors, but the people that were walking around. They had like a coffee, so there was like 3 or 4 different coffee stations where you can get, you know, Cafe Cubano.
Yeah.
They had water stations. Yep. So it was like, it reminded me of back in the day, 10, 15 years ago when they were doing.
When you were 40.
Yes. When there were broadliners actually doing stuff that were actually not just feeding you garbage. They were actually having some, they had drinks. I mean, we walked in, it was like 1 o'clock when we got there, something like 2 o'clock. And they had like a drink. I mean, this would never go.
This is my kind of place.
Right, that's exactly what I said. You know,
I get mad every time he misses the stuff too. I'm like, where are you guys going? He's like, dude, you had me out on my birthday. And I was like, oh yeah, my bad. I was like, all
right,
stay.
That was a small little problem, right? Yeah. So John and I.
But next year, I mean, we're doing this. You guys got to register.
The podcast booth was amazing too.
And we're hoping that's going to change next year because we had some great advice.
Patrick.
That should be in the center lane, by the way.
David, my buddy, David Sherrod of SCPC, a couple of years ago, they did a silent theater in the middle. But nobody, I don't want to be rude, not nobody, very little people, not little people.
What are you talking about?
there was a small amount of people were in the silent theater. It was cool, though. But I told him, I said, we should put the podcast booth in the middle of the show.
Yep.
I said, and half the podcast booth should be up, like us up on a stage. And then obviously we split it into the engineer side, where you're going to have all your audio, video. And then the second side, guests can come in and put their own headsets on.
And listen.
And listen to it as well, because then you'll have live guests on. The silent theater I thought was great, too. I mean, I jumped in there as well. But it was a monologue, right? So it was someone speaking about a specific topic. So again, if the topic's not as interesting, if you're talking about AI, robotics, right, or things that kill weeds, what's that going to do for a chef? Nothing. You're gonna jump out of that fast and then come back, or you might miss the next session, right?
Right.
So we've talked about that, but those are the suggestions. Like, you know, remember when you were there, I said, hey, you know, take a look at this.
Yep.
And what do you think, you know, versus what we can do? I think that booth space that we had was too small.
Yep.
And again, I'm 6'1" and
very tight.
It was
really tight.
It was very tight for my legs underneath.
Yep.
And that's where all the wires were. So Carl missed it this year, but next year we're going to be at the, World Marriott, and we are going to have all of us there podcasting. Like I told John, I said, he goes, John goes, how do we get into this show? He's like, Walk and Talk needs a beer. I go, no. I was like, not your show.
Let's talk about John.
I was like, this is the Produce Industry podcast show. But Carl knows, like, I wanted to do what we did at the original show. What was that? 2022 was it?
Yeah. That's the one we went to the Swan or Dolphin, whatever it was. We were up at that.
No, it was 23.
Yeah, that was 23.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I want to do that again. You know what I mean? I mean, look, we had a staging area where guests could sit, and I think that we did that and recorded in a different way. Oh my God.
Listen.
The intros.
Enough of the silliness. What are we going to do together? Okay?
Listen.
He's talking about it.
No.
Besides the craveable dinner.
He just said,
I had like 3 ideas.
What he just said was, "Oh, what John said?" No. This is no walk and talk anything.
You like that?
That's what he said. He just said that. I have it on. It's recording right now.
Because we are going to do what we did last time.
Okay, what else are we going to be doing this year?
It's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Should we release it now? Like everything?
I don't know, man.
I don't want to release everything.
Don't tell everybody yet.
No, let them find out.
No, they'll find out. There's a lot. There's a lot FOMO. More coming.
FOMO. You just think FOMO.
We've got FOMO. Yeah, we've got a lot. Next year's
don't miss out.
Next year's networking event's going to be great. We're already, like I said, we're already planning it. We've got more shows that are coming up. I'm heading to Texas actually next month.
Nice.
I'm going to be in Texas for a Texas show. You would actually love this show, Jeff, just because of the fact.
Where is it?
It's Texas. In Houston this year.
I like Houston.
They do a lot. The booths get creative, and they always have chefs that will come and cook for the booths. And, you know, Texans love to eat their food.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And that's one thing. So this show always has some good food as well.
It's funny. When I was in Houston, I've been to Austin, Dallas, and Houston several different times. First time in Austin a couple of weeks ago. I've never seen so many cowboy hats anywhere than Houston. Houston takes the cake for that many cowboy hats.
Yeah, listen.
I was surprised.
Even if you
when
don't
I went
wear
to Dallas.
A cowboy hat, you wear a cowboy hat.
You have to. I mean, yeah. I felt okay and comfortable in Dallas. It was like, oh, there's a cowboy. There's a cowgirl. And in Houston, it was like, oh my God.
Why is that dude wearing basketball shorts
and a
cowboy hat? He must have just got out of the gym.
Exactly.
He went worked
he's got,
out.
He's got cowboy hat hair.
Tame yourself. Tame yourself. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I'm looking forward towards new growth this year. I think that as podcasters in a very niche category, the produce category, even proteins, we gotta consistently and constantly, you know, innovate. So I'm looking forward to a lot of the fun projects we have coming this year. Looking forward to getting new guests on the show. Looking forward to going to maybe some new countries. And looking forward to, you know, Carl traveling.
Okay, he likes to travel.
To some more events this year.
Yeah, he wants to get involved with more of the trade shows too. But when I say he wants me to go.
I mean, listen, Carl, like, he's lost for words.
I am. It's you and Pooch. You and Pooch got to go do all the road trips.
He's like my wife. We're going to cook today.
Oh, we are. Yeah. That's how it
works. Absolutely. How it works.
I said that to my wife the other day. I was like, hey, did you do this? Blah, blah, blah. And she goes, wait, me or we? She's like, which one? I was like, well, you know. I was like, You completely get it.
So the last show I was telling you, the Walk and Talk episode that we did here in your studio, I mentioned about raviolis. My wife looked at me and she goes, so we can make raviolis?
We can make...
Where's this we? Is you got a frog in your pocket?
I mean, I think all this makes perfect sense.
No.
There's no we.
You get to eat. I get to make.
Yeah.
That's not... Where's this...
Exclusive BTS footage coming your way. Stay tuned.
Let's just not forget... This beautiful media company that we all get to be real creative in, you got to feed the...
Oh, you get fed.
The beast.
Yeah, you get fed. Trust me.
Feed the beast.
There should be a scale on the show. Trust me.
There
whoa,
is.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No scales.
When you talk about scale money-wise, you talk at scale like from fat body.
None of them.
Body.
To see how BTS really absorbs into this. But
I do want to go back to Houston.
No, Houston's great. That's where my buddy Brent Aaronworth that I introduced you to is from.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would be cool.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of like a, you know. So it's a... No?
You get to the next one over,
he
I
doesn't
thought.
Want to.
No, it doesn't want to do it?
You're probably not on Bluetooth.
No, I am. It is. Forget it. It's fine. Technology sucks. What do you want from me?
What do you...
There's a song from Dean Martin way back, and it's going back to Houston, it's called. And it's a cool little tune.
Martin had that one?
Yeah.
Well, he covered it. Going back to Houston.
Going back to Houston. Anyway.
I'm thinking going back to Cali.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole different genre.
Yeah. I'm very well aware.
Right. Anyway.
Well, guys, I appreciate you taking over my studio.
We appreciate you letting us take over your studio.
Hey, it's what I do. You know, when a friend is in need, I'll let them move my table.
And a friend indeed.
I was going to do it.
Right?
I was going to do it.
You don't get any chances to do anything.
No. You know what I mean?
Who's the original singer on that? Do you remember who that was?
For what?
Yeah, you got a friend in me, indeed.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. Toy Story.
Yeah, the old
He had an old song that we had so many death threats on.
Oh, boy.
Short people got no reason to... You remember that one?
I can't.
Randy Newman.
Oh, Randy Newman.
Damn. There we go. The old man comes in with Randy Newman.
Well, you are 55.
No, I'm 53.
Okay? Whatever.
You're lucky we're on Patrick's show. Because I'm not going to cuss on his show. I will cuss on ours.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
How dare you? Someone pinch a squirt of lemon in his eye right now. Right now. Well, Carl, Jeff, appreciate you guys coming, taking over the studio today, having some fun, talking it up. Chatting it up, living it up. When's the next event for Walk and Talk real quick? Well, when's the next one? What are we doing?
Soon. Be real soon in Orlando.
Orlando. Do we have a date yet?
No.
No date?
We're looking for next month, but we're probably going to be May.
So, everyone, I'm always going to be at these as long as I'm in town, and you need to check my schedule, honestly. We need to make sure that I am in town. But if you
listen, we're going to revolve the whole thing.
It's got to be
around you, PK,
because listen, it's got to be because sometimes some of our sponsors love to be a part of your
deal. Love that.
And when we see good marketing opportunities with good people, that's what we do. So
I love the fact when he does come and I have beef on the menu, I have to make a special PK dish, and then his wife, I have to make a non-seafood dish.
Like I said, the whole thing revolves around me, everyone. So, stay tuned, everyone. Again, you see Walk and Talk on all of our live streams. They are that beautiful food. Oh.
There you go.
We get it?
Houston, we have a problem?
Oh, God.
This is how your show's going out.
This is how we're ending it. Everyone, thank you for listening to the Produce Industry Podcast as we are headed back to Houston in just a week or so. Chef Jeffrey Schlissel and Carl Fiadini of Walk and Talk. Thanks, guys, for coming. I appreciate you. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry.